A weapon factory by Hermes Agelopoulos. A factory full of danger. Everyone detests the second boss because he bosses everyone like a madman. Hurry up! Get on with your work! Bellows at everyone like a ferocious creature. Everyone wants to strike, but the boss doesn't know. Everybody detests everything. And the bosses, because the boss is as lazy as a sloth. And the boss never knew. He was as dumb as a wolf. Boss, no more employees! Exclaimed the second boss like a lost man. What? That is impossible, says the boss. But look, boss, everyone is striking, exclaimed the second boss. We don't want to work. Exclaimed the employees that sounded like a choir. They'll come back for money, exclaimed the boss. But boss, if we keep on waiting, we'll never earn money, yelled the second boss. After 12 days, the problem begun. After a two-hour strike, in a flash, a menacing Afghanistan enemy plane just deposited a bulky, abolishing one-hour nuclear time bomb. Boss, look, the second boss exclaimed. Okay. Oh my god! Bellowed the boss as the boss rushed down as fast as lightning. Please come back! When the boss was crying. What is good for us if we come back? As they all exclaimed like a choir. I'll give you longer vacations! As the boss's voice went lower. Deal! As the struck employees and the terrified boss spoke to each other. As all the workers are hired back to the weapon factory, as everyone tried demolishing the time bomb, before the abolishing one-hour bomb exploded, it has been stopped. The devastating bomb has been stopped. There won't be a devastating bomb exploding, as everyone cheered. When everyone got back, they got what they all wanted. And what they asked for, longer vacations and a bit more money. And they're not angry at the both bosses anymore. The bosses aren't bellowing or screaming at the workers.